This episode of the OrthoBullets podcast will go over the topic of chondrosarcoma from the pathology section on orthobullets.com. Let's start this episode with a quick summary. Chondrosarcomas are malignant primary bone tumors composed of chondrocytes with variable degrees of malignancy that are most commonly found in the pelvis and proximal femur. Patients typically present after the age of 40 with a progressively painful mass. Diagnosis is made with biopsy showing hypercellular stroma consisting of characteristic quote-unquote blue balls of a cartilage lesion which permeate the bone trabeculae. Treatment is usually wide surgical resection. Now let's get into the episode. With respect to epidemiology, as far as demographics, typically chondrosarcomas are found in older patients defined as 40 to 75 years old. Also know that there's a slight male predominance. In terms of anatomic location, the most common locations include the pelvis, proximal femur, distal femur, and scapula. Know that tumor location is important for diagnosis as the same histology may be diagnosed as benign in the hand, but malignant if located in the long bones. Moving on to etiology, the forms of chondrosarcoma include primary chondrosarcoma and secondary chondrosarcoma. Primary chondrosarcoma includes low-grade, high-grade, and dedifferentiated chondrosarcoma, clear cell chondrosarcoma, and mesenchymal chondrosarcoma, which we'll talk more about later on in the episode. Secondary chondrosarcoma arises from benign cartilage lesions including osteochondroma, which has a less than 1% risk of malignant transformation, multiple hereditary exostosis, which has a 1 to 10% risk of malignant transformation, enchondromas, which has a 1% risk of malignant transformation, Ollier's disease, which has a 25 to 30% risk of malignant transformation, and Maffucci's syndrome, which has a 25 to 30% risk of malignant transformation. Moving on to the classification of chondrosarcoma, let's talk about grade and chondrosarcoma subtypes. So in terms of grade, 85% of chondrosarcomas are grade 1 or 2. 15% of chondrosarcomas are grade 3 or dedifferentiated chondrosarcoma. Dedifferentiated chondrosarcomas are high-grade lesions which develop from low-grade chondroid lesions. Moving on to chondrosarcoma subtypes, you should know clear cell chondrosarcoma and mesenchymal chondrosarcoma. Clear cell chondrosarcoma are malignant immature cartilaginous tumors accounting for less than 2% of all chondrosarcomas. These are most common in the third and fourth decades of life. They commonly present with insidious onset of pain. They present as an epiphyseal lesion and they can be mistaken for a low-grade chondroblastoma and are locally destructive with potential to metastasize. Moving on to mesenchymal chondrosarcoma, this is a chondrosarcoma variant which presents with a biphasic pattern of neoplastic cartilage with associated neoplastic small round blue cell components. This occurs in younger patients than typical chondrosarcomas. They may occur at several discontinuous sites at presentation and can occur in the soft tissues. Treatment includes neoadjuvant chemotherapy followed by wide surgical resection. Moving on to presentation of chondrosarcoma, as far as symptoms, pain is the most common symptom. Know that there is variable rapidity of presentation dependent on tumor grade and location. Remember that chondrosarcoma may present with a slowly growing mass or symptoms of bowel/bladder obstruction due to mass effect in the pelvis. Finally, remember that 50% of dedifferentiated chondrosarcomas present with a pathologic fracture. Moving on to imaging, recommended views on radiographs include AP and lateral views. Findings will include lytic or blastic lesions with a reactive thickening of the cortex. Know that 85% of patients have significant cortical changes. Low-grade chondrosarcomas show similar appearance to enchondromas with additional cortical thickening/expansion and endosteal erosion. High-grade chondrosarcomas show cortical destruction and a soft tissue mass. An intralesional or quote-unquote popcorn mineralization may be seen. This has been described as rings, arcs, and stipples of mineralization more prevalent as lesions age. Dedifferentiated chondrosarcomas radiographically show a lower-grade chondroid lesion with superimposed highly destructive areas consistent with a high-grade transformed dedifferentiated chondrosarcoma. Mesenchymal chondrosarcomas appear similar to Ewing sarcoma with permeative bone destruction and periosteal reaction. An MRI can be helpful to determine marrow and soft tissue involvement. Findings are typically dark on T1 and bright on T2 in non-mineralized portions due to high water content. Know that heterogeneous and moderate contrast uptake can be mostly seen in fibrovascular connective tissue separating the cartilage lobules. A CT is the most useful study for low-grade cartilage neoplasms to determine cortical involvement. As far as findings, matrix calcifications are more easily identified on CT compared to radiographs. You may also find deep endosteal scalloping, which suggests chondrosarcoma instead of enchondroma. Finally, remember that 90% of chondrosarcoma lesions have cortical breach evident on CT. Moving on to bone scan, as far as indications, this modality can help distinguish, however not definitively, chondrosarcoma and enchondroma. It can also determine the location of metastatic disease. As far as findings, bone scans are usually very hot in all grades of chondrosarcoma. Moving on to histology, let's go over histological findings of chondrosarcoma, dedifferentiated chondrosarcomas, mesenchymal chondrosarcomas, and clear cell chondrosarcoma. Starting with chondrosarcoma, note that a needle biopsy is not indicated for cartilage tumors due to difficulties with diagnosis. Lesions are often heterogeneous and difficult to diagnose on histology alone. Diagnosis requires clinical, pathologic, and radiographic correlation. That being said, characteristic histology of low-grade chondrosarcomas show features similar to enchondroma, few mitotic figures with a bland hyaline cartilage appearance, hypercellularity and disorganization, and enlarged chondrocytes with plump multinucleated lacunae. High-grade chondrosarcomas show hypercellular stroma consisting of characteristic quote-unquote blue balls of a cartilage lesion which permeate the bone trabeculae. They may also show a benign cartilage appearance and the lacunar structure is absent. High-grade chondrosarcomas also show more disorganization, more pleomorphism, and more mitotic figures. Enchondromas of the hand, Ollier's disease, Maffucci's disease, periosteal chondromas, and chondrosarcoma may all have similar histology. Moving on to dedifferentiated chondrosarcomas, this is the most malignant of cartilage tumors, and there is a less than 10% long-term survival. Dedifferentiated chondrosarcomas are characterized by a bimorphic histology, that is, a low-grade chondroid component and a high-grade spindle component, which has a similar histology to osteosarcoma, fibrosarcoma, and undifferentiated pleomorphic sarcoma, previously known as malignant fibrous histiocytoma, or MFH. Finally, note that 80% of dedifferentiated chondrosarcomas are chondrosarcomas with an extra destructive area. Moving on to mesenchymal chondrosarcoma, this will have a biphasic appearance with a low-grade chondrosarcoma adjacent to small, round blue cells. Finally, a clear cell chondrosarcoma will have a lobular architecture similar to other cartilage neoplasms, but cells are large and vacuolated, and will typically be low to intermediate grade. Now, let's talk about the differential diagnosis of chondrosarcoma. And the diagnoses to know include metastatic disease, lymphoma, myeloma, undifferentiated pleomorphic sarcoma, formerly known as malignant fibrous histiocytoma or MFH, secondary sarcoma, enchondroma slash Ollier slash Maffucci syndrome, periosteal chondroma, osteochondroma or multiple hereditary exostosis, periosteal osteosarcoma, adamantomoma, chordoma, and squamous cell carcinoma. So a chondrosarcoma will be a malignant lesion in an older patient, which may have similar chondrogenic histology to other chondroid lesions. They may present as sacral lesions in older patients and are treated with wide resection alone. Metastatic disease, lymphoma, myeloma, and undifferentiated pleomorphic sarcoma can all present as malignant lesions in older patients, as well as sacral lesions in older patients. Secondary sarcoma can present as a malignant lesion in an older patient. Enchondroma, Ollier's disease, Maffucci syndrome, periosteal chondroma, and osteochondroma, or multiple hereditary exostosis, can all have similar chondrogenic histology to chondrosarcoma, as well as other chondroid lesions. Periosteal osteosarcoma and adamantomoma are both treated with wide resection alone, just like chondrosarcoma. Chordoma and squamous cell carcinoma can both present as sacral lesions in older patients and are both treated with wide resection alone, just like chondrosarcoma. Now let's talk about the treatment of chondrosarcoma, which is typically operative. Know that chondrosarcomas are generally resistant to chemotherapy and radiation. Operative options include an intralesional curettage, wide surgical excision, and wide surgical excision combined with multi-agent chemotherapy. So in terms of intralesional curettage, indications include grade 1 lesions in the extremities, which have a minimal rate of metastasis. Know that treatment of grade 1 lesions located in the pelvis or the axial skeleton is controversial, as there is a higher rate of local recurrence and metastasis. However, most authors recommend wide excision of all chondrosarcomas, even grade 1, if located in the pelvis. Wide surgical excision is indicated for grade 2 or grade 3 lesions, as well as grade 1 lesions in the pelvis. Finally, in terms of wide surgical excision combined with multi-agent chemotherapy, indications include mesenchymal chondrosarcoma, and know that the role of chemotherapy in dedifferentiated chondrosarcoma is very controversial. Complications of chondrosarcoma include local recurrence. Know that local recurrence is associated with distant metastasis and decreased survival. Grade 1 chondrosarcoma is rare after wide resection with negative margins. 5 to 15% occur after curettage with adjuvant treatment. Grade 2 chondrosarcoma varies depending on resection margins. Finally, grade 3 chondrosarcoma has 25% local recurrence rate and greater than 30% rate of metastasis. Finally, let's end this review session talking about the prognosis of chondrosarcoma. So know that histologic grade correlates with survival. Grade 1 lesions have a 90% 5-year survival, and grade 1 chondrosarcomas are generally slow growing. Grade 2 chondrosarcomas have a 60 to 70% 5-year survival. Grade 3 will have a 30 to 50% 5-year survival. Dedifferentiated chondrosarcoma will have a less than 10% 5-year survival. Poor prognostic variables include an axial and proximal extremity lesions, advanced patient age, and inadequate surgical margins. Know that in terms of axial and proximal extremity lesions, these have a more aggressive course, and know that a pelvic location is another poor prognostic variable. In terms of increased telomerase activity, as determined by reverse transcriptase polymerase chain reaction, or RT-PCR, know that increased telomerase activity has been shown to directly correlate with the rate of recurrence. Finally, it's important to remember that referral to an orthopedic oncologist is necessary for best prognosis for chondrosarcomas. Okay, so now that we've gone over the major points about this topic, let's go over a few questions to apply the information and get a sense of how this topic has been tested on past exams. The first question reads, what is the preferred definitive treatment for biopsy-proven grade 2 chondrosarcoma of the distal femur without evidence of metastases? And the choices are 1. Curettage, 2. Marginal excision, 3. Wide excision, 4. Chemotherapy then wide excision, and 5, hip disarticulation amputation. The correct answer to this question is 3, wide excision. So the treatment of choice for chondrosarcoma is wide excision, which has better survival than marginal resection or intralesional resection. The rate of recurrence is variable, with grade 3 or dedifferentiated tumors having the worst prognosis. Lee et al. Describe outcomes based on resection type and tumor stage and grade. Adjuvant radiation and chemotherapy are generally only used in patients with mesenchymal or dedifferentiated chondrosarcoma or in grade 3 pelvic chondrosarcomas where complete resection is technically difficult and these adjuvant treatments are intended to reduce local recurrence. And moving on to the final question, patients with which of the following conditions have the highest incidence of malignant tumor? And the choices are 1, single enchondroma, 2, single osteochondroma, 3, multiple hereditary exostosis, 4, Ollier's disease, and 5, Maffucci syndrome. The correct answer to this question is 5, Maffucci syndrome. So of all the listed cartilage lesions, patients with Maffucci syndrome have the highest risk of malignant tumor, estimated to be 100% over the lifetime of the patient. To quickly review, single enchondromas and osteochondromas have a 1% risk of malignant transformation. Multiple hereditary exostosis patients have approximately a 10% lifetime risk of malignant transformation. Ollier's disease is one of multiple enchondromas and carries a 30% risk of malignant transformation, while Maffucci syndrome is multiple enchondromas with hemangiomas. Maffucci's is also associated with a large number of other malignancies, particularly pancreatic and hepatic adenocarcinoma, mesenchymal ovarian tumors, brain tumors such as glioma and astrocytoma, and various kinds of sarcomas. While patients with enchondromas and osteochondromas do have a slight elevation in the risk for malignant transformation, it is not as great as those patients with Ollier's disease or Maffucci syndrome. Distinguishing enchondromas from low-grade chondrosarcomas can be done by looking at radiographic features such as the degree of endosteal scalloping on radiographs and the clinical presence of pain, both associated with low-grade chondrosarcomas. Reisowitz et al. Review the diagnosis, pathology, and recommended treatment for patients with benign cartilage lesions. They recommend periodic follow-up even for the most benign lesions to track for malignant degeneration. That's all for this review about chondrosarcoma. Hopefully that was helpful. This is the OrthoBullets podcast, a daily audio review session by OrthoBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for orthopedic surgery education. Keep in mind that these podcasts are designed to go along with the topics on orthobullets.com, and in fact, you can listen to these episodes right on the OrthoBullets website or mobile app while going through the topic. If you've gotten any value from the OrthoBullets podcast so far, please consider leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Also, if you aren't already, be sure to follow OrthoBullets on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube for daily high-yield content. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you all tomorrow right here on the OrthoBullets podcast.